Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Little Red Riding Hood. Many of us know the story quite well, have heard it or read it in one shape or another, and we all remember the ending. Or do we? There have been some variations on the story, some retellings and reimagines. Did you ever wonder what it would be like to be in Little Red's shoes? To live on the edge of the village long, long ago. Imagine for a moment being the little one with your red cloak and hood, and being sent out with a basket full of goods to the other side of the forest, where grandmother lives and could really use some delicious snacks. The crunch of the gravel beneath your feet just outside the village, way back where the roads are still defined. The forest is an old one, strong, tall trees with leaves spreading, their branches reaching for the sky, dark and foreboding. The oak trees near the edge always look like guardians, as if they are looking at those who enter the forest. The path into the forest is quite well defined, but it doesn't take long before the sandy road beneath your feet slowly turns to moss. The weight of the basket swinging on your arm as you continue forwards is a reminder of your task, of your quest. The path becomes more and more unclear, but there's still some direction to it. Beneath your feet, branches and roots, between the moss, some of the stones visible, but just barely. The sunlight from above doesn't reach this far down the whole time. Patches of light, mostly shadow. The more you walk into the forest, the more mysterious it becomes. It is a place where birds hide far in the branches above. The creatures on the ground are often invisible as they scutter between the bushes. Every now and then the rustling of leaves or the pattering sound of little feet running away from you or something else. The forest is mostly quiet. Wherever you walk, the animals rest. Of course, they do not want to be noticed either. After a while, you wonder if you hear the sound of heavy footsteps behind you. This road isn't used a lot, since the only destination would be the small clearing in the forest. But who knows? Looking behind you, there doesn't appear to be anyone there. And while you're stopped, you don't hear any other footsteps either. In the distance, you can still notice the birds, hearing the rustling of the wind, feeling a soft breeze every now and then. And you might wonder if there's someone else out there. You don't see anyone. So it's all right to continue walking. Your own footsteps are quite subtle. As long as you watch where you're walking, the moss beneath your feet is quite soft and springy. It dampens your footsteps, although every now and then an old leaf crunches beneath your feet. Still, somewhere behind you, there does appear to be some sound or movement. As you continue, the footsteps do appear to be getting closer, but every time you stop and look around, there's nothing, nobody there. It's still a while away to walk. So with perhaps a melody in your mind, a swing to your step, you continue. It's important to keep your spirits up sometimes. Hello there, little one. Where are you going today? The strange, heavy voice surprises you, and suddenly a stranger is standing, well, quite close. It's not right next to you, but much closer than you would have expected. You were certain that the last time you looked around there was nobody even close. Should you tell the stranger that you're going to grandmother? Well, I wonder if it's a good idea. At the same time, though, you were raised to be polite. Very well, then. You might as well tell. I see. You know that if you keep following this road, it will take you much, much longer than if you take a different path. There's a fork in the road, not that far from here. If you wish, I can show you the way. And it will undoubtedly allow you to arrive much quicker where you need to be. There's always a moment in your life where you're not sure what choice you should make. The stranger doesn't force. Simply invites. In the shadow of the trees, it's hard to make out all the details of this person. There's some clothing, dark, old. There's a smell, sort of musty. There's a presence of strength, but contained. The stranger simply walks past you and invites you to follow. Well, why not? It doesn't take long before you reach the point where the stranger says that there's a fork in the road. If they hadn't pointed it out, you would almost not noticed. There is a fork indeed. There's a path between the trees, almost invisible, so it seems, but with a bit of imagination, patience, and knowing that it's there, it's easy to see now. The stranger simply walks and invites you further. Well, it's still early, and perhaps it is a faster path. It would be nice to get home before dark. So with a dainty step between the roots of the trees that stand guard on the path, you follow the stranger, almost cloaked in shadow, avoiding the little patches of light that stream between the trees, practically gliding over the ground with footsteps that are slow but steady. Fascinating. Captivating almost. Sometimes you notice yourself looking down at those footsteps, hearing the deep thump of every impact. They're almost comforting, like a slow heartbeat. They appear to be walking with complete comfort in the forest, a gentle, steady rhythm that goes on and on. There are words being said, and every now and then you find yourself spacing out, drifting away, not quite aware of all the things that are being told. Apparently, the forest has a rich history, mythology and stories that wound around the trees, trails and trials of people, of lives that have split and come together, adventures and tales that thread between the trees. There's all these things, all these beautiful stories winding through the forest like the paths themselves, leading you deeper, and every step in a way is another word, a sentence of a story. The stranger leads the way comfortably, guiding you closer, helping you step over difficult branches. And one time there was a fallen tree across the road. They patiently waited until you were ready to climb over. Even though the tree trunk laid across, the ceiling of the forest itself appeared uninterrupted. Any gap must have been filled by the other trees, or by new young saplings racing to the top. very sometimes you imagine you could spot a creature running across the path here. It seemed more natural, more part of the forest. And in fact, it felt quite comfortable to be here. The deep thumps of every step continue to lead you deeper, deeper into the forest, into the place where your mind melts, into the nature around you, becoming an ever-changing, growing part of the green. There are beautiful creatures in the forest, spirits, animals. In a way, they represent the life of the forest itself. Sometimes you may spot them at the edge of the forest, watching and guarding. Other times they may hop or stride through your dreams. But most importantly, those spirits also look back. They look at you, little one. They see you walking through the forest, and perhaps one of them may choose to guide you deeper. A long time ago, there was a story of Little Red Riding Hood. One that was intended to visit their grandmother. Over time, the story got told and retold and retold again, and it became something entirely different of how we remember it. Little Red Riding Hood never arrived. Instead, they joined us deep in the forest. They danced with us and smiled with us. They told stories and became part of new ones. They drifted and dreamed and painted the sky with their song. They were completely, wonderfully lost in the beauty, the magnificence, the complete and wonderful embrace of the forest. In a moment, you might awaken from this and remember this journey through the forest. Of course, to you it may feel like nothing but a dream. And if you like, you can let it drift away as such. These memories travel on dreams. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake. And welcome back.